This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and today I want to do one of the questions that you guys have put onto the comments box. And this one comes from Lowkick8, and it is, how long does the tiredness last? First off, I'll just read the comment. How long did the tiredness last for days after drinking? I'm wreck tired all week. I know if I stay sober long enough, my body will eventually rid itself of the poison and I'll get my energy to do more things. Your vids are really helping me. Thank you. First of all, congratulations on making the decision to stop drinking. It's a big commitment, but the decision to quit is going to be well worth it. And thanks for leaving the comment on the post, by the way. Everyone goes through different experiences when they're quitting drinking. I didn't know what to expect this time. I thought that I'd be losing sleep. I thought that I'd be tired because 5 years ago I went through the process. I gave up for 11 months and that was what happened for the first month. I couldn't sleep. I felt tired. I felt I had to go out and do a manual job. Then it was physical labor. I was in the forestry. So for the first month, I really did feel tired. This time, I don't know, I felt exhilarated. I felt just on top of things. And maybe, you know, like it was, I just felt some of my youth coming back. And I realized this time that I was never going to go back on it. The last time I knew that it was only for 11 months and I was setting myself a target to stay off the alcohol. Actually, when I first stopped, I only set myself a target for 3 months and then I decided to do a year. Then my brother said he was getting married, so the year was shortened down to 11 months and I thought, yeah, I'll go back on the drink when I go to his wedding. But this time when I quit, I really felt like I was young again. I felt just invigorated with things. I wanted to do so much. I started going out and I got a running app for my phone. I started running minute on, a minute off, that kind of thing, you know. I joined yoga and after a month the tiredness kicked in and I felt exhausted. It was my body telling me, look, you're not a kid anymore and I don't care if you're stopping drinking, you know, you can't cope with this. I also had a lot of weight to lose. I had 70 pounds easy to get to my ideal weight, to the weight I want to be. I've lost 30, but in losing all that weight, it's releasing a lot of toxins out of the cellulite in your body. And your body hasn't got the option of trapping the toxins into the fat anymore. So it has to deal with them. It has to release them some way. And when it's releasing them, it's diverting resources that it would otherwise give you to keep yourself going. Now, that's with my personal experience. Like I say, it's going to be different for everyone. My best advice to you is just to relax, try and eat good food. Don't be eating crap food because, you know, it's not going to do your body any good. You know, there's a lot of people that say, well, just, you know, substitute the alcohol and eat chocolate and, you know, like drink whatever, you know, Coke you want or, you know, eat whatever you want. And I don't believe that. I think that you should start as you mean to go on. I mean, I'm not saying don't have a treat or anything like that, but treat your body well. Drink plenty of water and try and get as much rest as you can, even if you're not falling asleep. Just the fact that you're going to bed and relax and try and do some breathing exercises or something to calm yourself down. And if you're really worried about it, go down to your doctor. They're the best person to speak to, you know, just have a chat with them. And they'll certainly put your mind at rest either way, you know. So thanks to Lowkick8 for the comment. If you want to leave a comment, just leave one down below the video if you're on YouTube or go over to the website, alcoholmastery.com, and leave a comment there. There'll be a link down below in the description, so you can just click on that and go over to the website. Also, you can use the contact box at the top of the website, or you can send me an email directly at kevinohara@alcoholmastery.com. So my name's Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.